In the WNRN studios this morning, Milton is here along with Sam. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm glad to have you here. We just got your album not so long ago here at WNRN and had the chance to review it a couple of times and actually get a chance to play a song or two last week. But tell us a little bit about this new project that you've put together. When did it come out?
Well, a new project in terms of the CD Grand Hotel, but
yeah.
Milton, as in me or my group of musicians, has been doing stuff. I think the first record we put out was on a label from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, called Moon Caravan back in 2003. And this is our third album, now based out of New York City. And it's on Magna D Records, which is a label up there, and was produced with Bo Ramsey, who you might have heard his records. Or
well, I also know his work with Greg Brown and,
sure.
and many others.
Yeah. And he's... yeah. He's a great old guy, and so we did that record with him, and so now we're just sort of out and beginning to in promotional mode with it, going all over the country and all over the place, and this trip is we're doing a lot of radio appearances in the Southeast and the Northeast, really. We're going somewhere every day, and then we'll probably be back through this way in early 2009 as well.
Excellent. And so are you from the Chapel Hill area?
Actually, I'm not from New York, but I just happened to meet some along the ways, in my rambling folk ways, at some point I met some people from down there who had a label from there, and I worked on my first record there with people from the Triangle area in North Carolina. And the second record we did was sort of half there and half New York, and then this album is actually made in Minneapolis, Minnesota, because it was closer to where Bo did everything, and I also have some friends and know some studios out there. But we're based in New York, actually, and we do that's home base in our main territory that we've been spreading out and going as many places as we can.
So this first album that you put out, how many years ago was that?
That's 03.
03.
Yeah.
And so the second one came out?
It was 05 or 06. I lose track of time.
Understandable. And, me too.
And but since then, the band has been building up, and a lot of the time we're a 6-piece band for road dates, and in the studio there's a piano player and a guitar/mandolin guy. There's backing vocals and a drummer, and so it's been and Bo did some stuff also on the record. So it's been a larger ensemble of late.
Well, excellent. Well, let's start us off with a tune of your choice.
Okay, we'll do the title track. This is called Grand Hotel. I went down to see you at the Grand Hotel. City's licking country girl that I knew so well. We sat around the hotel bar, talking old times. Caught up over coffee and cake on the company dime. Moved out to the West Coast like many folks do. Got yourself a home and a husband and a boyfriend too. I guess you've been out there for a real long while. Having so much fun in the sun, you forgot to smile. Oh, what you gonna do? You make your well-laid plans, and then your life blows through. Whoa, what can I say? There's some things you're never gonna do till you find a way. So we said our goodbyes when we ran out of time. Headed on back into the evening, took a lonely walk. And where you gonna go now? Well, I really can't tell. Fill me in a couple of years at the Grand Hotel. Whoa, what you gonna do? You make your well-laid plans, then your life blows through. Whoa, what can I say? Some things you're never gonna do till you find your way. Whoa, what you gonna do? You make your well-laid plans, and then your life blows through. Whoa, what can I say? Some things you're never gonna do till you find your way.
WNRN. Milton in the WNRN studio. Band is called Milton Cross, the lead singer also has the same name.
Keep it simple.
So, discarded the last name somewhere along the way?
Yeah, well, I just sort of said, you know, I'm sort of early in the game in the business. I can't really afford one yet, so I'm saving up, and one day I'll get a real good one. No, I don't know. I just, I think it's simple. It's easier to remember, just Milton. Takes up less space on the printed form when you're making a flyer.
Well, that makes you kind of the centerpiece of the whole thing, I guess.
Well, yeah, I made that decision because I'm an intensely self-centered person. No, I'm just kidding. I made that decision because I just figured, well, if we have a gig and I'm the only one who can show up, we're still on. We still got a deal. So, you know, I just kept it that way. But Sammy over here has been playing with me for going on 15 years, so he's pretty loyal. So I think it really... Milton really means Milton Sammy. And there was a lot of other people that work with us. But yeah, I guess I'm the principal songwriter and lead singer and stuff. But yeah.
Well, and you have a very distinctive voice, I think.
Well, particularly this morning that I have a little bit of a cold, which is adds to the distinction. But thank you very much.
Well, but I mean, you know, it makes you. You know, it helps define the whole sound too, especially if it's you know your name and your voice and your
That's
songwriting.
True.
And do you work with Sammy in terms of songwriting?
On this last record in particular, Sammy was very involved. There are three numbers in particular where we worked together. Lyrically, it's all Milty all the time. But there are a few. He's quite an accomplished musician himself. In fact, on the last record, he did string arrangements for one of the songs. And so on this most recent record, there are three songs that we did together.
So when did you start songwriting?
I started, actually, to be honest with you, I started very, very early. Sometimes I think of it as almost being like a retrieving dog that runs after a tennis ball for, you know, without knowing why. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, I used to just write little songs to myself all the time. Always working. I can't remember not working on a song, and I can't really tell you why exactly, but I just always... That's what I wanted to do, is make up.
So when did you pick up the guitar?
Well, I can't music a little bit slowly. I came from a family of a lot of musicians. My grandmother was a classical musician, and my brothers played in bands, and we had uncles and cousins who were all jazz and bluegrass and folk and classical people, and so the family parties were filled with music, and it was a bit sort of intimidating for a while. And so I played the clarinet in the school band, I remember, and then eventually I was a drummer for a band in high school, for a rock band, and I would write all the lyrics, and I would sort of arrange all the songs, and I was sort of getting my guts up. And then when I went to college, I couldn't bring my kit with me, so I just brought a guitar, and I just, you know, sort of practiced myself silly. I used to lock myself in the study room in the dorm and just write, and then go to every open mic and every little cafe I could, and then eventually just started playing out.
Where did you go to school?
I went to NYU, New York University, but I also studied in Argentina, down in South America, which is where I met Sammy Buccella, who's from Buenos Aires, which is the capital city there in Argentina. And we played down there. He was kind of very involved in the rock scene down there. He was playing in a band that was kind of well-known, and so I got to meet some of his guys, and we just started playing together. Then when I moved back to the States, first I lived in Chicago and played around the Midwest, and then Sammy came up, and we moved to New York and started working in earnest.
Well, excellent. Milton and Sammy are here today, and we're talking about the new album, Grand Hotel. Another tune from the new album?
Sure, certainly. We'll play one. I'm just going to switch harmonicas here. This song, on the record, features the slide guitar stylings of Bo Ramsey. He's quite an accomplished guitar fella. And... but he's not with us today. He's got other things to do. So anyway, it's called Whole Lot of Pain. You done yourself a lot of worry. You done yourself a lot of pain. You've been running around too long where you never did belong. You done yourself a lot of pain. You been out cheating on your woman. You been playing a bad game. Well, you think you kept it cool. You're the only one you fool. You've done yourself a lot of pain. You've been running out of money, but you've been spending just the same. You've gone and doubled all your bets. You never won one yet. You've done yourself a lot of pain. For a way out, and you've been racking out your brain, but you never will be free till you're man enough to see. You done yourself a lot of pain. You done yourself a lot of worry. You done yourself a lot of pain. You've been running around too long where you never did belong. You've done yourself a lot of pain. You've done yourself a lot of pain. You've done yourself a lot of pain.
WNRN. We have two members of Milton in the WNRN studios. We're talking about the brand new album called Grand Hotel, and Milton and Sammy are here today. So, moved to New York City and started working in earnest, and then you found the other four members of the band along the way?
Well, yeah, we just, let's see, how the members of the band come about. The drummer answered an ad, so we started playing with him. We were a trio, and then Sammy was working in another band, and they had this piano guy he was an organ player in the band, but we were playing one night in a little, like an after-hours set in a cafe, and there was a grand piano, and I said, why don't you just come up and play, just to... That's a gesture of buddy-buddy with the guy. It turns out he was this just knockout blues and jazz New Orleans-style piano player. So he started playing with us, and we were four for quite a while. And then the piano player introduced us to the guitar player, who I knew as a jazz guy. It turned out he was really into country and was getting into mandolin as well. So we took him on, and he's been wonderful. We're actually still playing with him these days. Martin Kirtan is his name. And then the backing vocalist that you hear on the record, we were working on a soundtrack for an HBO movie, which came out last year. And I was just sitting in the office playing the guitar, watching the footage. And she was working in the office next door, and she walked in, and she said, you know, I'm a singer. And I said, I auditioned her on the spot in the office. I said, well, sing a harmony over this. Give me a third. And we just did a little piece, and she was great and started playing with us.
Well, that's kind of cool. How did Bo Ramsey work into the whole equation?
Well, we were playing down in Florida at a arts festival, and we had a rental van, and we only had one CD on us, which was Essence by Lucinda Williams. And I was listening to it as I was bringing back all the rental gear from the gig we played, and I just thought, God, this everything just sounds wonderful. Everything just sounds exactly right in place, and it's just the way a record should be, the way a record used to be. Wonderful material, just great performances, mic'd well, you know, bare bones and beautiful. And so I just read the credits of the record, and it said basic tracks produced by Bo Ramsey. So when I got back to New York, I just got in touch with him, gave him a call. He said, send me some demos. We did, and then it sort of went back and forth, like getting a bill through Congress. You know, I like this, I don't like that, I like the, you know, whatever. And then we talked about where we could possibly work, where we had friends in common and stuff, and we went out, met him in Minneapolis, and did the record there. It was mixed by an engineer called Tom Tucker, who is just a great veteran with a huge track record. He was in charge of Prince's Paisley Park for many years, worked with Mavis Staples, worked with a million people, and he did a wonderful job too. So it was a great opportunity for the whole band, and we had a great time.
So how long did it take to put the CD together? You're out in Minneapolis for a while, I would imagine.
Actually, you know, it's funny. We did the whole record in demos in New York and then sent that to Bo, and then we talked about it. A lot of the arrangements and so much of what we'd done that we'd worked up on the road over like the 2 years leading into the record. So we actually did all the basic tracks in a week between dates, came back to New York, did the remaining vocals and overdubs, went back to Minneapolis, and Bo and Tom and I and Jacques, the house engineer, mixed the record in 3 days.
So it was, you know, actually kind of quick in making a record standards.
That's right. Like I said, everything was sort of the old-fashioned way. We tried to capture performances, you know, to really work up arrangements as a group and then capture performances. There was a lot of tracking done in terms of vocals, vocal layering, overdubs. But as far as the basic tracks were concerned, it was, you know, the same way that you'd make a Chess record. All right, guys, come on in and play the number, you know. It was a pleasure to be able to work that way, actually.
My guests in studio, Milton and Sammy, this is a group called Milton, and they have a brand new album called Grand Hotel. We've just started playing here at WNRN. So we've got the whole record, and now you're in the process of kind of getting it out to radio, and what does 09 look like for you in this holiday season? You got lots of gigs lined up? Or
we do. We're playing straight through right now up and through Thanksgiving, and then we have a couple of bigger shows in our area up in New York and Philadelphia, and then we're going to do a New Year's bash up at this place called the Dreamaway, which is in the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts, which was an old hangout of the Rolling Thunder Review, and it's kind of a crazy old roadhouse up in the woods, and it's a real kind of eccentric place. We're looking forward to that. And then once 09 starts, we do a residency at a local club in New York called The Living Room, which has been our home turf for many years. And then we're going to get back out there again. And we're going to go down to South by Southwest and do some stuff out west in early 09. So we're, as much as we can be, we'll be out there. And
well, excellent.
We'll be back through here before too long.
Excellent. How about one more live song in the WNRN studios
Sure.
this morning?
This one is a for us, City Slick and Folk is a tribute to this here region. We've actually done a bunch of playing and spent some time in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and this is about that. The Asheville girl with the long brown hair. Wherever she goes, you're gonna find me there. Wake up in the morning, I'm still in a dream. Dunking my head in a mountain stream. Well, I never knew a place that I loved so well. Ain't no other peace I find like them Blue Ridge Mountains in the summertime. Well, I spent all day just listening to the breeze, hummingbirds' wings and the river and the trees. Can't remember what I was chasing downtown, but you get me up here, I never wanna come down. Cause I never knew a place that I loved so well. And there ain't no other peace I find like them Blue Ridge Mountains in the summertime. Well, the leaves come down, now I'm back up the road, running once again against the river flow. In the big gray city, all gritty and mean, dreaming of the blue sky, walking through the green. Oh, New York City, all covered in snow. Looking back in my mind on them Blue Ridge Mountains in the summertime. Because I never knew a place that I loved so well. Ain't no other peace I find like them Blue Ridge Mountains in the summertime.
WNRN. Milton and the WNRN studios. They've got a brand new album out called Grand Hotel, and we're glad to have them here in the WNRN studios this morning. Well, we want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming by, and please stop by and see us again, and good luck with the new project and the new record, and it's a great one. I like the songwriting, and I haven't really had a chance to really kind of step into it yet, but I have liked everything that I've heard, and we're going to You get your official ad today.
Okay, great.
So we're
stay in school, kids.
Yeah. Well, but you know, it's kind of a cool thing to have you here today, and I hope you many happy returns to this area of the Blue Ridge.